Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English. A very warm welcome. In the studio I have my smiling, enthusiastic, ever-charming Fazeka students. So how's everybody doing, Kata?
Fine, thank you.
Great. Szabolcs?
Well, I'm sad there are not too many programs to go.
That's
otherwise,
true.
It's a good evening.
Yes, that's true, that's true. Victor, please.
I'm sad either.
You're sad
but
too?
I'm great.
Oh, you're great. Excellent. Victoria?
I'm fine, thanks.
Splendid. Today's special guest is Mr. Paul Turney from the United States.
Hello.
He's been here in Hungary as a Fulbright grantee, teaching mathematics at Szeged DeFerenc Bilingual School.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Again, that is correct, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Paul, this is a program of guessing. I've already said that you are from the United States, but you don't know which state he's from. We're going to help you with this. I would like you to guess, but we are not going to say the name of the state, right?
Right.
Good. Now, as you have...
So I won't say anything that I'm from Arkansas?
No. No, okay. That's true. So, the nickname of the state is the Lone Star State, and people who live there are very proud of their state, and they feel that their state is a country. And in fact, it was a whole country, a separate country, for almost a decade. And I think we have to go back in time, and we're going to have a picture, and I think the independence started here. Victoria, would you say something about this picture, please?
Oh, in the picture there is a wonderful house. The architecture kind of reminds me of Mexican buildings or Latin, so it's not a classical building anyway, and it's very nice, but I don't know where it is.
Right, excellent. I'm turning to you, Paul. So what happened there? And obviously you're allowed to use the name of this place.
Okay. This is a shrine for Texans, for these people that I live with. They go there and they remember the war for independence. You just had a celebration of a war for independence just last week. And this is a very important building to the people in this state. It is called the Alamo. It is a Spanish building because it was a Spanish mission, a Roman Catholic mission built there. It was called the Alamo because of the cottonwood trees that grew around it. Alamo is Spanish for cottonwood tree. There was a big fight there.
And I'm holding up this word card which says, "Remember the Alamo." And I think that every American knows this, right? So what,
yes, they have heard.
What
this.
Is it famous for?
Well, in 1836, a band of these people, where there was 187 of them, fought a Mexican army of 5,000, and they held them off for 2 weeks, but eventually they were overrun, and all the soldiers were killed. And there were some famous people in that battle. Colonel William Barrett Travis, who you would not know. Jim Bowie, who invented a special hunting knife.
Oh, sorry to cut you off, but would you just come here and show these heroes?
Because this is William Barrett Travis. This could be William Barrett Travis. This is how he would look. And this here would be Davy Crockett. Okay? Davy Crockett was what's called a frontiersman. He not only was a frontiersman, is someone that explored and lived in the west of the United States.
Excellent. Now, I'm holding your guitar, and you're going to put it on.
Again.
And we are going to have a song here, and the chorus is going to come up pretty soon. And I would like you to join in with the chorus. So we need the lines for this. And it's going to go like, Davy Crockett, king of the frontier.
Wild frontier.
Wild frontier. Yeah, here we go. Davy Crockett, king
like
of
this.
The wild frontier. Wait a sec. Frontier is the area between settled and wild land, okay? So, come here.
We're going to practice the chorus. This is the chorus. And every time we hit the chorus, I'll go like this to you. I'm doing it now. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Now you do it with me. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Now I'm going to sing a little bit. Born on a mountaintop of Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bear when he was only three. Sing with me. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Okay, now here's what happens. Well, he heard about Houston and Austin, and so crossed the Texas plains to the Alamo, where freedom was a-fightin' another foe. And off he went to the Alamo. And Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. His land was biggest and his land was best, from the grassy plains to the mountain crest.
He's ahead of us all.
He's ahead of us all, and passing the test, and following his legend into the west. And Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. One more time. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Wow, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Right, now, I think that the state where you are from has changed a lot in your lifetime. So here's a picture for you. And we've been singing about the Alamo, which happened in the 19th century. So what can you say about the changes?
In the 20th century, where I was born, there were 20,000 people. And now there are close to 1 million people. And in Dallas, the Dallas area where I am from, there are several million people. It is huge, huge, huge now.
And this used to be a cattle market town, right? Mm-hmm. 100 years ago, and now it's Fort Worth.
That is Fort Worth, and it used to be a fort where the soldiers were there stationed, based, to fight Indians.
Right. We've been talking about... Oh, yes, I've forgotten to ask you the name of the state. 1, 2, 3.
Texas. Texas.
See? They are very bright students. Well, you said that a couple of times, by the way. Right. So let's talk about math, because as I've already mentioned, Paul is a math teacher. And guys, you're going to find a couple of word cards in your desk, and this is the time to hold them up. And it's going to be pretty tough. Kata, what have you got?
Algebra.
Algebra.
Geometry.
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 Trigonometry.
Yes. Good. And?
Calculus.
Now, it's going to be pretty tough because, Kata, I would like you to try and say what, define what algebra means. And I'm going to turn to Paul. You're going to come here and you're going to help us. But first, let's listen to Kata.
Well, algebra, I think it's maths minus geometry.
Okay, math minus geometry. Okay, what kind of math?
Any kind, I don't know.
Any kind. Well, algebra comes from the Arabic word al-jabar. It was largely invented by a fellow who lived in Baghdad. Not invented, but he developed it in Baghdad in 800 AD. And the meaning of the word means bringing together. Bringing together, and that's what you do every time you solve an equation like this, 2x plus 3 equal 3x minus 5. You bring the variable terms together on one side. That would be 2x. And you bring the constant terms together on the other side, and that would be 8. And eventually you get x equal 4, and you are bringing it together. Also, it means reducing, which is what you are doing.
Right. Excellent. It's a piece of cake, isn't it? Savoj, please.
Well, I have geometry. Well, this is the complement of algebra. it works with squares, rectangles, and not numbers, but things in the space or in a flat.
Okay.
Round.
My students know what geo means, and I bet you do too. What does geo mean?
Well, the word. The
earth. Yes, you're saying earth, world, same thing. And what does metri or meter mean?
Measuring.
Measure. And that's how geometry came about. They used it, the Greeks, the Egyptians used geometry to basically measure the earth. The Egyptians used it to help them build their pyramids and measure long distances. And also, when the Nile flooded, the Nile River in Egypt, they would have to re-establish the boundaries of the different farmland. And that's what we do. We use segments and circles and all things in geometry.
Thank you very much. Victor?
Trigonometry.
Great.
Yes, it may be the part of geometry, and it is about the triangles and the sinus, cosinus, and...
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yes, and the tangent. Maybe.
We would say tangent.
Tangent.
But you're right.
Yes.
And what you have told me exactly what trigonometry means. Trig means triangle. Metri again means measure. And it is about the relationships of the angles and the sides of triangles. Most of the time we spend our time with right triangles, but it doesn't have to always be right triangles. Very good.
Thank you very much. And Victoria, please.
Mine is calculus. If you want to analyze the word, it has got something to do with calculation, isn't it?
You're desperate,
well,
aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong
you're
with
mean.
That. It's from the Latin word for pebble. Does anyone know what a pebble is?
Yeah. That little stone.
A little small stone. You would see pebbles at a rocky beach along Croatia. Montenegro, you will see pebbles. And it's called calculus or pebbles because they used to use pebbles to solve math problems a long time ago. And calculus is the mathematics of things in motion. In algebra, we do things like distance, equal, rate, times the time. We see about how fast an airplane flies if it flies at a constant speed. In calculus, things don't always go at a constant speed. So when things are changing their speed or it's in motion, we measure things that way in calculus.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, as I've said, mathematics is a piece of cake, isn't it?
It's
just very easy. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to watch a scene from a film, and the task is very easy. What's happening? Right? Would you roll the tape, please?
I also put an advanced Fourier system on the main hallway chalkboard. I'm hoping that one of you might prove it by the end of the semester. And the person to do so would not only be in my good graces, but also go on to fame and fortune by having their accomplishment recorded and the name printed in the auspicious MIT Tech. Former winners include Nobel laureates, Fields Medal winners, renowned astrophysicists, and lowly MIT professors. Well, that's all. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Tom has the answers.
Right, Kota.
It's the end of a class, and the people go home, and then this boy who's doing the cleanup, he's looking at this blackboard, and perhaps he finds it very, I don't know, nice.
Yeah, he's just a cleaning boy, and this thing on the board looks very difficult, right? Put up your hand if you have recognized the film. Yeah, would you say it?
It's Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting, right. Paul, would you look at this board? Is it a real problem or just something on the board?
Yes, I would say it is, yes.
Yes, and is it possible that a cleaning boy solves a complicated problem like this?
Not without some basic understanding of mathematics to begin with. He must know something about math prior to that.
So it's not, can it be that it's just a Hollywood invention? Or is it possible that with fresh eyes you can see something?
With fresh eyes, you can see something. People like Albert Einstein were able, was able to do that.
Right. Okay. Mathematics. Would you put up your hand if you like mathematics? If you're interested in mathematics? Sobolj. Okay. Why do you like mathematics? What's so good about it?
Well, in the first place, I have to take an entrance exam to the university for mathematics, so I had to learn it for 4 years. And maybe among the subjects, that's the one I'm most interested in.
And what is the beauty of it?
Well, I don't know if there's any beauty, but yes, there is. For example, solving the tasks, solving problems, and the feeling when you are through a task and you have solved it, you manage to solve it, and you find it in different ways, or you just thought of a possible solution.
Right, it's a sense of triumph then, right?
Yes, at the end, not during the process.
It's suffering during the process?
Well, sometimes. If you don't have any ideas, basic ideas, if you don't have a clue about that certain task, it's not a good feeling.
Right. And the others, if you do not like mathematics, what's the problem? Kato?
I think it's pretty far from reality. And I'd rather avoid these problems that Sabolcs likes to solve. Because even if I can solve a problem like this, I can't see anything comes out of it. I mean, if I do something with my hands, I can see the result. But with a problem like this...
Right. Yeah, yeah. Your reaction to it? Do these arguments sound familiar?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, absolutely. And you have a good point, Kata. You say things like, this has nothing to do with your life. And in many ways, in your life, it doesn't. But it does to other people's lives. And it also, working math makes your brain smarter, too. It does.
Right. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to have, we are having this provocative sentence here. Victor, would you be so kind as to read it out?
Boys are better at math than girls.
Now, if you agree, would you put up your hand? Yes, Sobolj.
Well, I don't know the reason for that. All I know is the facts that there are more boys in special math classes and math competitions
than girls.
Yes, that's a fact.
Right, Victoria, what's your idea about this? Because you haven't lifted up your hand. So,
I think this is very superficial to say, and I think it has got some traditional roots and reasons why maybe men were better educated before and they had a different role in society.
So it's not true, it's just tradition. So that's your point.
Well, yes, no, I don't think you could say that. It's got something to it, but you can't say it like this.
Right. Thank you very much. What's your experience?
My experience is that the highest mathematicians, the leading mathematicians, are male. But at the age that I work with students, which is your children's age, or you young people's age, the girls are right there with the boys, and sometimes much brighter than them, and they tend to be harder workers, too. But you're right, Victoria, that there are traditional reasons why boys might excel in math better than girls, although there could be brain research to back this up as well.
Right. We're going to see another scene from another film. Your task is again the same, what's happening, and it would be lovely if you could recognize the film. So would you roll the tape, please? So it's not an easy task. Victor, please.
There was a huge board with lots of numbers, and he just looked at it, and he saw something. So in the background there were some army men, there were soldiers, and he said at the end that he needs a map. So it must be something to do.
So what did he see? Can you come up with the word?
Shapes. The word I would use is a pattern.
Right. Just turning to the board. Have you recognized the film?
Yes.
Beautiful
Mind.
A Beautiful Mind. Thank you. So patterns. And you like this bit?
Yes, I do.
Very much. So why? Why
because
exactly?
I think a lot of mathematics is patterns and recognizing them. Sabach, a while ago you said when you don't have a clue as to what the problem, how you're supposed to start, it is no fun. And that's because you do not recognize the pattern, which we don't always recognize a pattern. Let me give you an example of a very simple pattern by a 17th century French smart guy named Blaise Pascal. And some of you may have seen Pascal's triangle. Have you seen this before?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know anything about it?
Well, yes.
What do you know?
It's...
Victoria,
you know? Get these numbers by adding up. The ones above them.
Like here?
That's right. And you use this for a lot of things to like...
Can you think of one thing?
Binomial something.
Yeah, so you do know what you're talking about. Yeah, the binomial expansion.
Yeah, so and that's how you can...
You take something like this, say x plus y to the third power.
And then you take the third line.
The third line.
That's how you know.
1, 2, 3. You use this to... write the coefficients, the number in front of the variables. You were right. And there are many other things also.
Unfortunately, you have lost me, but fine. Everybody is doing fine in the studio, except for me, right? Now, what we are going to do... Oh, you are going to link two subjects, mathematics and music.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, and there's going to be the picture of two lorries in British English, two trucks in American English. And I think you need an explanation. So what are we supposed to do? So would you come here and point at
well,
the trucks?
Well, all over the U.S., we haul things in 18-wheelers. Have you ever heard 18-wheelers, semi-trucks, or big rigs? And we're going to count the wheels of the big rig. We're going to do it in a few languages, including Mudjuru. Okay, I will start. there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. Have you heard this before?
No.
Okay. All right. Kata, you will count the wheels of the big rig in Mudjuru. Ready? I'll get you started. Oh, there's...
Eight. It's hot.
Wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. Well, that wasn't very good. All right, I'm going to count the wheels of the big rig from the back all the way to the front, okay? Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wheels on the big rig, everybody. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. Now, just the girls. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. Now, the guys. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. All right, are we running out of time? Okay, one more verse. I'll count the wheels of the big rig in Roman numerals. Do you know Roman numerals? What would be the first wheel?
I.
Oh, there's... I hurt myself the last time I did this. Here we go. Oh, there's... I, wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to say goodbye to the viewers. And it's going to be a Texas song called Chisholm Trail. And I would like you to help me with the chorus and you guys join in with the chorus, but I think it would be a lovely, it will be a lovely opportunity to sing together with a Texan.
That's right.
Come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie-yi-yippee-yay. I woke up one morning on the old Chisholm Trail, a rope in my hand and a cow by the tail. Come a tie-yi-yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi-yippee-yay. Oh, it's beans and bacon most every day.
Ma senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy,
Istenem, segíts!
Vagy válaszút előtt állsz,
kapod még egy esélyt. Most már magámon.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt.
Nem szabad feladni, én megértem az érzéseidet. Megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jós, hanem üzen. Láttam, hogy Julia megcsókolja Jack Portert.
Ne keresd a bajt, mert az úgyis rád talál.
Ő egy gyilkos.
Titkok.
Mondd meg! Megölte az anyámat!
Hazugságok.
Nem tudom, kiben bízhatok.
Szenvedély.
Kérlek, ne tedd ezt.
Veszélyes szerelem. Minden hétköznap az M2-n.
Csak óvatosan.